all about capturing the high place of the city you are living in. If you want to say, well, I live outside the city, get over yourself, okay? The greater area. So that's what we're about today. And I pray Holy Spirit would move. Amen. Bring these words to life. Amen. So that we view the place you have us living, whether we were born here or moved here, that we view it through different eyes. Amen. Because we see we are connected to something far bigger than just our own individuality. So help us understand today, Lord, and give me, your servant, the ability to communicate it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Where do I begin? I was at a pastor's conference about... let me begin with this. This is from the book of Genesis, and it is Jacob talking to his son, or prophesying over his son. And Joseph is the Joseph with the many-colored coat, one of the great heroes of the Bible. And he prophesied, and he said, Joseph is like a healthy vine whose branches climb over a wall. And you may have heard me share this before, but I know that the Holy Spirit prophetically was speaking for us as a whole community that, and this was about a year and a half ago, we've always been reaching out, but we need to go up a gear. What do I mean by that? When Joseph's branches were going over the wall, it meant the fruit was overflowing beyond the walls. Now, you're within the walls of Grace Christian Church building at the moment. And we have a great time here, don't we?
Yes.
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 It's a safe place. It's a fun place. It's a place without an agenda other than encouraging one another in the faith. It's a place where the praise and worship is powerful. Where the word of God is preached and teached. I know that's not good. In a great way, amen. It's a place where the Holy Spirit can flow and speak and move. Where people get healed physically, mentally, emotionally. It's a place where there's a great community. We can make friends with people who've got good hearts. And so there's loads of fruit within our walls. And we've always reached out, but I felt the Lord saying we need to do it more about a year and a half ago. And so that's what I mean by the fruit growing over the wall. So this year, anyone here on Palm Sunday and marched with the waving palm branches? A lot of us remember that. And then on Good Friday, hundreds of us marched through the city after it got dark, and we had lit torches and we marched around the city. Hallelujah. What a powerful night it was. Picked up by loads of social media and news outlets. Incredibly positive. And people saying, we never knew this was happening. We'd love to be part of that. We have started our street evangelism and released that. They were on the streets only the Saturday before last. And they're regularly out there. And today is what we call Seed for the City. And part of the physical inspiration, I was at a pastor's conference about, I think it was April, and I was talking to a pastor who was pastor of Kensington Temple in London. It's a huge church with about 8,000 people, but he's originally from Northern Ireland, and I was talking to him, and he told me, just himself, he was praying for Ireland, and the Lord told him, just sow a Bible in every county of Ireland. So in the 32 counties of Ireland, he travelled around, and he sowed a Bible just on his own. And I said, where did you sow the Bible or plant the Bible? And he said, in Cork. I said, oh, that's very clear. But I said, any idea where? He couldn't remember. And so that was an inspiration as well. So what we want to do today, brothers and sisters, is go to one, if not the high place in Cork, which is just 8 minutes walk up the hill behind us. And it's called Bell's Field, with great views across a lot of the city. And what we want to do is we have a Bible that we want to plant. We're going to dig a hole. We're going to have the Bible in this wooden casket here, or box. And that's then going to be put in a Ziploc container. We've got all sheets. The 10 o'clock service people have signed many sheets where we're inviting you to sign that you agree with a prayer. We'll give you the words a little later for the city. And we're going to put your signature with the Bible, plant it in the ground up in Bellsfield. And we also are going to give out barley seed as a symbol where you can take some seed, everyone who comes up, and put the seed in with the Bible, in with the prayers, and it's all symbolic, and we're going to make a declaration that we're claiming the high place of Cork for Jesus.
Amen.
Now, I know there's an opposition to this. Yesterday, we saw that on TikTok, there were people who were outraged that we would go out publicly with a Bible. What do you think of that? That's okay. No, it's not. People can go out with all kinds of things. I heard that there's a group now who go around the city some Saturdays totally naked on motorbikes declaring themselves. Imagine that. They can do that and we can't go out with a Bible. Really? Are you comfortable with that? Because I'm not. I'm not going to let anyone take away our liberty. We are a community too. We have just as much a voice. In fact, we are an ancient faith. Who'll say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
We go back over 2,000 years to Jesus Christ in Cork. It goes back to a guy called Fionn Barra, who founded the city with a monastery or a university. And they were the Celtic Christian church. They loved Jesus like you and I do. So we have an ancient faith, so we're not going to let anyone tell us we can't do it.
No.
No. Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, I know these are just keyboard warriors or whatever, but how dare they? How dare they? And then I knew it even more because we moved house recently. The house is an electric gate. And guess what? The electricity just disappeared. We couldn't get the car out of the gate. I knew the devil didn't want me to come here today, but I was ahead of the devil. We'll say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because when we were buying the house, I said, I want another gate way up at the back, but it's a gate I can open just in case we get a power cut. So I had to get in the car this morning, drive across the grass, the gravel, the patio, and then go out the back gate. And I got out and I got in here. Hallelujah. Now you might go, it's just a power cut. I don't believe that. There's no coincidence with God. And I know the devil doesn't want you or me to make a declaration on a high ground of Cork City. And that makes me all the more determined to say, I will not be ashamed of Jesus Christ my Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So let's try and understand what we're doing today. Let's look at the biblical significance of high places. Now, Bellsfield, Patrick's Hill, is one of the high places. It's physically high. But in the land of ancient Israel, high places were very symbolic and significant. Here's some examples. There was a great prophet called Samuel, one of the most godly men, a powerful man of God who was close to the Lord. Here's an example. One day, the people of a city, as they were going towards it, they saw Samuel the prophet, here we go, on his way up to the high place to offer worship to the Lord. We're going to worship God on
Hallelujah.
Top of the high place in Cork
Hallelujah.
Today. We're going to offer worship. When Michael and myself, we've called up there a few times over the last few weeks, that place is used for all kinds of things, but we're going to use it for Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Samuel went up to offer praises and worship to the Lord in the high place. You can read others. Noah did it in Genesis chapter 8. Abraham did it many times. Genesis 12, 13, 22. Solomon 1 Kings 3. So you can look it up yourself. You can see they worship God on the high places. The problem is that at different times, other people went to worship on the high place. And we can read there was evil, and let's call it for what it was, demonic worship on high places. They would worship all different demons. They called themselves God. One of them was Molech, and he demanded that you would sacrifice your baby, your little child. so that you'd have a good harvest. So tens of thousands of innocent children were murdered in high places so that people would have a good harvest. And so we read, and you can read, it's all over the Old Testament, Jeremiah 19, Psalm 106, 2 Kings 17 and 21. You can look them up yourselves, of places, high places that were used for evil worship. When Mike and I were up there during the week, we saw we're going to plant the Bible and the seed over by the wall. It doesn't interfere with anyone. There are some weeds there, so it's not. We're very careful that way. But you could see in the corner, people use it for drinking. The kids go up drinking there. And so we don't know what goes on up there, but we know what we're going to do up there. Hallelujah. So it was for good and it was for evil. But more often than not, evil began to get stronger in the ancient land of Israel. Even when there were good kings, like the good King Hezekiah, we're told in 2 Kings 12, 2 to 3, the new king Jehoash, forgive me, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord all his days, but he did not come against the evil sacrifices on the high place. He never came against it. He was a good guy. Something was missing in his faith, in his courage. He had the authority, but he didn't have the courage or the faith to come against the high places. Why? Because it was popular. People liked doing it. And he didn't have the confidence to come up against them. And if we look at other kings, here's a list of them who all had the same issue. They loved God, but they turned a blind eye and tolerated evil worship on the high places. Asa, Jehoshaphat, Amaziah, Uzziah, Jotham. It's a bit like in Revelation chapter 2 in the New Testament. The Holy Spirit is speaking to seven churches. And to the church in Pergamum, the Lord basically says, you're a great church, you've done many things, but I have this against you. Sometimes God is against us. No, he's always for me. No, he's not. Sometimes he's against you and against me if we do evil. And we bring his judgment on us. So don't mess with God. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So we love God, but we've got a healthy fear of him as well. Who'll say amen?
Amen.
And so they wouldn't challenge it. And we read that the church in Pergamum had turned a blind eye. The word is, you tolerate the doctrine of the Nicolaitans and the worship of Balaam. So Nicolaitans was where they conquered the laity. It's a whole other thing. But they tolerated wrong teaching, evil teaching that was corrupting the church. They didn't protect the church. They were great guys, but they didn't have the courage or the faith to challenge this. So there's a part of your faith and my faith that we can't turn blind eyes to things.
Amen.
Sometimes God will put his finger on your heart and saying, are you tolerating something? Mm-hmm. You see, tolerate is an interesting word. Doesn't mean you agree with it. Doesn't mean you're for it. But you won't challenge it. Just kind of let it happen. When I was reading about the terrible sexual abuse that Jeffrey Donaldson in Northern Ireland, don't know if you followed it, his wife was brought up in court as well because she saw it happen to the two little girls and just walked away. She tolerated paedophilia under her own roof. And so she was brought before the law. Toleration is a sin. I'm going to say it again. Toleration is a sin.
Amen.
And I feel uncomfortable, and you might feel uncomfortable, but it is the truth. We need God's word, the truth, in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
So we can't tolerate stuff. So these were good men, loved the Lord, but they tolerated. But then God raised up a generation. God raised up those with a different heart, who had a heart like King David had. And one of King David's descendants was a guy called Hezekiah. And when he became king, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and he removed the evil worship on the high places. Hallelujah. If you will, he cleansed the land. He came against that which was wrong. And so God blessed Hezekiah. And we look at that when we're up in the field. He reclaimed the high places. Why did he do it and others didn't do it? Why are we making a public spectacle of ourselves? Why are we coming out of the closet, if you will, and walking up together and singing and praying and doing this in a high place in the city? Why are we doing it? Here's what I think why we are doing it. It's a bit like Hezekiah. You need authority, you need courage, and you need faith. Amen. And maybe you're thinking what I thought when I was studying this. I have the courage, I have the faith. Do I have the authority? I'm not the Lord Mayor. I'm not the Chief Superintendent of the Garda Síochána, the police. I'm not Micheál Martin, who grew up around the corner from me here in Cork, the Prime Minister or Taoiseach. I'm not any of those. He was the king. So he had the authority. Do I have the authority? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Revelation 1:6, he has made us, all those who are born again and love the Lord, priests and kings unto God the Father. You are a king. Amen. Turn to the person next to you. And if you're going, no, I'm a queen, like, get over yourself, okay? We don't have any family, okay? We speak generally, okay? Mankind is men and women, so it's the same king. Turn to the person next to you, I dare you, and say, you're a king. This isn't me saying it. This isn't just you saying it. This is the Bible saying, you and I, if we love God and we're born again, we are priests and kings. Hallelujah. We have authority in spiritual realms. And don't believe any other argument. What we're doing today is a spiritual battle. In fact, one of my favorite verses, 1 Peter 2:9, you are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. What kind of priesthood?
Royal.
A holy nation, and it goes on to say, belonging to God. Once you were no people, but now you are the people of God.
Hallelujah.
We are the people of God. Now you might go, Ireland is a republic, we don't believe in royalty. Get over yourself as well, you're not coming against all that today. This is a spiritual royalty, okay? It's not about republicanism versus a literal king. This is explaining the authority of the Bible that they had in the Old Testament when they were kings. And then the priests in the Old Testament had another type of authority. But what God did is when he sent his Holy Spirit and he raised up the church, the people of God, we have the authority of both the priests and the kings as outlined in the Old Testament. So you have authority, you have courage, you have faith. Who will say amen?
Amen.
Of course we can do this. The thing, of course, with all of this, we're talking about praying for the city. And when I say the city, it's not the buildings, or it's not the weather or the roads, it's the people. Amen?
Amen.
It's the people. We want to see people come to know Jesus, salvation. We want to see people, as they come to know Jesus, recover. Recover from addictions, recover from depression, recover from fear, recover from insecurity. There's a whole list of it there. We want them to prosper spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically.
Amen.
But it's always personal, because if we bless the city and we're not blessed, the two go hand in hand. That's what the Bible says. You see, high places are personal. They're personal. We have a high place, all of us. Physically, in your body, Michael was pointing this out to me, the highest place in your body is this. And I'm not talking about my lovely shiny bald head. I'm talking about our minds. Your mind is the highest place on your body. Guess where the battle is? Guess where the arguments are planted? Lies. Lies from the pit of hell to draw you away from God. To tell you don't need to be serious about following God. Just live your life. Do what you feel like, baby. Oh, no, no, no. You give your life to Jesus because he gave his life to you and to me. And when we give our lives to Jesus, he gives us way more back. Hallelujah. Look at this verse from 2 Corinthians 10:15. We cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring every thought into the obedience of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
So when you get thoughts of panic and social anxiety, or I do, when any of us get thoughts of I am inferior, I am not good looking enough, I'm not sporty enough, I'm not educated enough, I'm not popular enough, I don't know what it is. But when these thoughts try and cripple us, and I am so distressed with the amount of people I've spoken to over many decades, and I could see Satan planting lies in their heads, and they just didn't have confidence to even come into a church anymore. Is that of God?
No.
Of course it's not. Isolate people. That's what it all is. It's just you on your own with a screen. Isolate people. That's not God's will. So we cast down every argument and high thing, because the high place is personal.
Hallelujah.
It is more blessed to give than to receive. And the thing is, when we give, we get way more
Hallelujah.
Back. When we give, we get back tenfold, a hundredfold. It's incredible. And that's of our time, that's of our emotion. People just quote it for money, but it's way deeper and wider than that. So brothers and sisters, as we bless the city within the next half an hour, we are blessing ourselves. But we're going to go to pray in a moment that every argument in any of our heads that is trying to cast us down, we cast that down.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look at this scripture, you know, Jeremiah 29:7, and that is at the top of our declarations that we're going to plant. Pray for the prosperity of your city. If it prospers, you too will prosper. You will prosper. Some people, it's called reductionism. They just reduce that to money. That's silly. It's so far wider and deeper than that. Jeremiah 29:7. This is a command. So whether you were born here or you moved here, this is our city. This is the area God has planted us in. Some of us were seed that was already here for generations. More of us were transplanted seed from other nations. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Praise God for that.
Amen.
But this is our city.
Amen.
We have to have ownership. And we have to see beyond just ourselves. The blessing comes back to us. But there's a faith journey where we bless those around us. So here's what we're going to do. I just showed it to you there. This is the declaration. But it just opens with the verse from Jeremiah that I just read. And this is the prayer we're inviting you, if you want to sign. It says, we who have signed below declare that we are praying to the one true God, Jesus Christ our Lord, for the salvation of the people of Cork.
Amen.
That they would come to know him and follow him with all their hearts, so that they themselves would be blessed and prosper spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically.
Amen.
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 It's a simple prayer. Can I suggest it's a profound prayer?
Amen.
And we've had the 10 o'clock people sign it. You can sign it on both sides of the page. We bought up some fresh ones because I think we filled out a lot. And your signature is a time capsule planted in the ground. And maybe someone in future generations will come across it and open it up. And in 200 years' time, local TV or whatever, we're going, look at these people. Look what they were praying for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we pray something far more wonderful and powerful would happen very soon.
Amen.
From what we do today. Because we're standing on bloodstained ground.
Amen.
And we bring the power of Jesus with us as we go up the hill.
Amen.
So what we're going to do in a moment, and the guys are going to sing, we're going to invite you to sign, and then we're going to put the prayers into the box with the Bible. When you're up in Bellsfield with us, we've got people to hand out barley seed, and everyone who comes, everyone, is going to be invited to take some of the seed and put it into the ground. You see, it's all about sowing seed. Hallelujah! Yeah. It's all about sowing the seed. Are we all listening?
Yes.
Tom, I can't get the vacuum cleaner to that. How dare you?
I don't care. So we're going to sing. We're going to make a declaration, read the scripture, and celebrate. It'll be over in a half an hour. What we're going to do is, once we're finished here, we're going to ask all those who are coming. We're not going to serve coffee in the atrium. We're not going to make it easy for people to opt out, and we don't care.
Amen.
We'll say amen.
Amen.
Some very upset people. Do you know what? You can drink coffee all the rest of the day. Let's do this in the next half an hour. We're going to meet in the cafe downstairs or out in the footpath. We're not going to march. We're just going to walk up the hill. And we're going to lead the way. We're going to stop on the hill two or three times, just so people can catch up and you can draw breath. So no one is going to be... So, because it is a steep hill. And if you don't want to walk up there, or you're not able, it's very easy to drive up there. You go down the end of the street, up to Dillon's Cross, pass over by Collins Park. There's free parking on the street up there around it. And then when it's over, it's over. But what I want to do is, we're going to sing the song, God of the City. I'm going to pray for everyone's mind, because that's the high place in our lives. And that every argument that tries to trip you up would be captured and would be cast down, just as we're going to cast down evil when we walk the hill. So would you stand with me, please? Can I ask that you put a hand on your head? And because part of the brain is what we call the heart, put a hand on your heart as well. But your heart isn't your physical heart, it's actually in the brain. But this is mentally and emotionally. We declare on this, the 26th day of July, in the year of our Lord, 2026, that we, the people of Grace Christian Church in Cork, are coming against the evil in the high places, but we come against every false argument in our heads. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Every lie that would stumble us, that would cause us to go back to addiction, to depression, to loneliness, to insecurity, we come against those arguments and we cover them with the blood of Jesus. And we release our minds and our emotions, our high place, into the center of God's will. And we do it in Jesus' name, and God's people say,
amen.